life, sex, goals, and oh, hell knows, this is Midlife Craving.
Let's talk today about life and the lifestyle. And I want to do something that I used to do. I'm bringing it back. I know my OG cravers remember, but do you remember when I used to start episodes with my 5-minute orgasm? We're going to do that today because I have some things where I just need to catch you up on some life happenings. Okay. So the first thing is I've been having massive car problems over the last week. And if you know me, then you know that Marcus, my Tahoe, is my main man. I love him so much with all of my heart. I've never really felt attached to a car before, but I really do. Like, I love him, and he's old, and he's getting old, and he's been having some problems. Anyways, so that's kind of like gotten me run down this week. And also, it made me, he wouldn't start yesterday, and it made me miss my lifestyle event with my girl Mia and my favorite couple and going to, you know, this meet and greet, meeting new people, and I'm super bummed about it. But anyways, I got him back on the road, but I have a question for you, Cravers. Gosh, like, it's hard to talk about him this way. But is it time? Is it time to trade him in? Is it time to bury him, put him to rest? And I was talking with Mike, and he said, Adrian, you know, you should get a Toyota Camry. Do I see myself in a little car? No. But I refuse to have a big car payment or any car payment at all if I can help it. And I want something that's good on gas mileage. It's funny, like, as you get older, you start thinking of reliability, cost effectiveness, stuff like that. And so let me know if you have any experience with Toyota Camry, what you think, or should I try and see if I could, you know, Marcus can, I can roll, I'm trying to roll him to the ground. Like, I was like, I'm riding this bitch till the wheels fall off, but he's starting to make it really hard for me because, and getting stranded, that sucks, you know? So anyway, so car problems, and I missed my lifestyle event last night, which I'm really pissed about. So long story short, last night my plans got canceled and I said, you know what? One of my friends, I was like, you know, I'm going to go just get some margaritas at my favorite Mexican joint. So the Mexican joint, I've talked about it. If you follow me over on Instagram, you know that I'm there once a week. In fact, we call it the cafeteria. That's how much we're there. Anyway, I come in and I'm sitting at the bar, turn to my right, and Mr. July's there. Okay. Mr. fucking July. And he's with his wife, I think. I couldn't tell. I don't know. I was literally, I haven't seen him. I mean, I've seen him every now and again, but I have not seen him out in 2 years. Okay. So it was crazy. And I just like, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And what's funny is, you know, I know everybody there. And one of the servers I had was using Google Translator. And I was like, who is he with? Chico, Chica, Chico, Chica. And he was like, Chico. And I'm like, are we sure? And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, no. And then he was like, no, Chica. And I'm like, oh my God. Anyways, so that was a little bit alarming for me seeing him. It was weird. And I also, Mr. July, if you're listening or if you're watching, like, why are you coming there? That's my neck of the woods. Okay. You stay on your side of 295 and I'll stay on mine. Okay. Is that petty? I don't give a fuck. Stay out of my fucking cafeteria. Your lunch money is no good here. Okay. I also want to tell you my 5-minute orgasm that, you know, things with Mike are going very well. I had a fantastic week at Disney World and we celebrated his birthday. It was a really good time. And I have a little hot tale to tell you. Okay. So it was his birthday and I was like, Mike, you have to get laid. Okay. But we had the kids. So we were at the pool and the hot tub. And we're going back and everyone's like starting to get showers and stuff. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, let's go. Like, we got to get this in. Like, it's your fucking birthday. Like, you have to get laid. And plus I want, you know, I always want to fuck. And so it was like one, we were finally able to like break away together. And it was one of the hottest quickies I've ever had. And, you know, I don't have to share every detail, but I do want to tell you something that I did that was extremely hot. So it was a quickie. It was fast. And I kind of like that aspect of it. Like, it was really hot. And I like to be used, you know, the free use toy thing. Like, I'm into that. And so he like got up, ran out, ran back out to the kitchen or whatever. And I was sitting there and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a video of the cream pie. and like pushing it out and, you know, make the video. And then I opened the door and I was looking at him and I sent him the video and he looked at his phone and he was like, oh my God. And it was one of the hottest videos I've ever sent. So add that to your to-do list with your partner, send them a video, you know, and just something like you can sext them during the middle of the day, or if you're at like a function or where, you know, you're going to send him something and it's like not inappropriate time. Well, I guess that's kind of hot, but you know, just where he's like, oh my God. And it's just, it will supercharge you. I swear to God. So do that. All right. So let's wrap up that 5 minute orgasm. I just wanted to tell you a few things. Oh, I did want to tell you some cute things, like shit that Mike says that I really love. And it's one of the things that I really love about him is I'll be having a problem or a struggle and he'll say, or I'll like something and I'll say, I like this. And he'll be like, you want me to buy that for you? And I love that. Like, I don't always accept, but it's just so nice that he's always just like, oh, you want me to get that for you? Or he'll say, like when I was having problems with my recorder and things were going awry in the podcast studio, and he was like, Adrian, I sent one to your house, it'll be there tomorrow. Like, just handling shit, taking care of shit for me. And so I love when he does that. And also my very favorite thing that Mike says is, we can do whatever you want. And I fucking love that. Like when I went to Georgia a couple of weeks ago, I got in the car and I was like, pizza, pussy, and beer. And he was like, we can do whatever you want. And then I'll say, hey, I want to go back to Vegas. I'm going to go back to Vegas. I want to do this. I want to do that. And he'll say, we can do whatever you want. I'll say, I want this for lunch. And he'll say, we can do whatever you want, baby. And I just fucking love that. And it makes me feel so spoiled. And I love that. And it's just really nice. And so shit that Mike says, it's a lot of fun. All right. So let's wrap up this 5 minute orgasm. And I want to talk to you about the, you know, life and the lifestyle. And I want to catch you up on the lifestyle party because I owe you that. All right. So the lifestyle party, the reason why I don't have a ton to say about it is because I got fucking bombed. Rookie mistake. All right. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, my lifestyle crew, they're the best of the best. Their parties are top tier and they do everything right. The theme was Barbarella. It was like sexy sci-fi, like 60s sexy sci-fi or whatever. And it was a hot theme and everyone goes all out, which is super fun. I wore this silver crown that lit up. I had like a little onesie on and then this like space skirt, mini skirt. And I had a choker that had a heart on it. It was very in theme and it was a lot of fun. So again, they do everything right. So they have like a meet and greet and it's a very curated group and everyone knows each other and feels safe. And you kind of go in with a plan. You know what I mean? I went to the party with Mia's husband. What a gal, what a gem, allowing me to have her husband as my, you know, my escort to the party. And so we hung out before, went to the party together, and it was the vibe. When you walk into these rooms, like these lifestyle parties and stuff, it's electric. And the thing about fucking lifestyle people is everyone is down. Everyone's ready to party. Everyone's ready to go all in. And that energy is just, you could taste it. Okay. Speaking, you know, but it was just so much fun. And this year they did something a little different. They actually, well, first of all, they had a photo booth, which was a ton of fun. You know what? I'll post some pictures over on my Instagram to make sure you guys can see them. And then they had stations. So they had like the fuck machine. I forget what it's called. The bunny. What is it called? I forget. But they had like demonstrations on that machine. You can try it out. And they had, you know, like a sober operator, like someone that was there solely for just operating that, you know, that machine. Then they had a like a fuck bench and like BDSM, like spanking, which that was a fun station. I definitely partook in that. Then they had like bondage and ropes and like you can learn how to tie ropes and tie people up. So they had that whole area. I wish I would have explored that. They had like leatherware and just all kinds of stuff. Like, it was really cool because, and it kind of was, so remember, when you go to a lifestyle party, it's the main level of their parties is no play zone. Like, you can go to a lifestyle party, not have sex with anyone, and still have a fantastic time, okay? And so the stations kind of, they promoted and progressed everyone to be like, all right, let's get sexy now. You know what I mean? Like, in the past, I feel like people slowly migrated. And at this party, it was like, bam, go to stations, get down there, have some fun. You know, like the energy was definitely different. There was a fantastic group there. There's a lot of people I don't know because last year I was, you know, out of the game with one hole or the other, you know, my tonsillectomy, my hysterectomy. And so it was a lot of fun. The one ultimate mistake that I made, and such a fucking rookie mistake, and I've preached about this, do not overdrink. Well, we got there, and me and Mia's husband, we took a shot of Fireball. So that was like an accelerant. I didn't think about that. I had about 6 high noons, and that should have been it. That right there is overindulging. But then Kat from Two Hot Wives podcast, if you haven't listened to them, go do that. She made this drink, and it was like this futuristic, like green drink, and it was delicious. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good. She was like, right. And I had one. And then I went over and poured myself another. And someone was like, oh my God, you've had 2 of those? And I'm like, yeah. And they were like, Adrian, there's so much alcohol in that. And I was like, really? Well, I fucked around and I found out. And so I was bombed. It sucked. I had a hot threesome with one of my very favorite couples. And I remember that. I had a great time. I was eating pussy. And by the way, every time I eat pussy, I get like the chafing on my chin. What the fuck is up with that? But whatever. Hot session with them. And then I remember being by the hot tub. I remember being in the other room. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. This is probably why I was avoiding talking about it. And then I passed out in one of the rooms, which is super embarrassing. And then I lost my shoes and was a hot fucking mess. And I'll never do it again. I woke up the next morning. I told Mia's husband, I said, I'm never drinking again. I'm going to go get beers and crabs after this, but it doesn't count. At lifestyle parties and lifestyle events, I will never, ever cross that line again. I don't like drunk sex at all. I would really prefer sober, or like, you know, having a few drinks is one thing, but going overboard, I fucked up. And so never, ever again, lesson learned. Okay, now let's talk about things like life in the lifestyle. I wanted to touch on that when I was thinking about this party and more things I could talk about because I don't fucking remember, okay? All right. So, by the way, I hear feedback in this. I think it's my phone. Is it my phone? All right. Life in the lifestyle, okay? I just want to say that ethical non-monogamy, it's for me. You know, seeing other couples and seeing the love and connection and the foundation that they have together is so motivating for me. And so life in the lifestyle, the one thing I will say is that it is for me. You know, I thank Kat and Ams all the time about how they changed my life when they introduced me to this group, because I found out like this is where I belong. And so it's priceless for me. Okay. Speaking of, you know, where I belong, life in the lifestyle, you know, I'm truly in it for my tribe, for being around those who are like-minded and sex positive and open and accepting. Like, that's huge. And I want to say the one, like, a way that I am in the lifestyle and the way I operate is I am 100% in it for the connections. To me, the connections are first. The friendships are first. I know some people are very thirsty and they're just there. They're DTF. They want to fuck. And that's totally cool. My prerogative is more focusing on the connections and the relationships and just really embracing and being loved by my tribe. So that's one thing that I really cherish, living in the lifestyle. I would say one of the biggest perks, and I think everyone would agree with this, is that, you know, like Hannah Montana, you get the best of both worlds. Well, in the lifestyle, you get the best of all worlds. Of everything, if you want, right? And that's the thing. It's open to what you want it to be. And I love that about the lifestyle. And I can have someone who's, you know, a lover and very passionate. I can have somewhere where it's that like crazy physical attraction and connection and can't keep our hands off each other. I can have someone who's super dominant, you know, like my Dom. I can experience all these different things. And it really is. I mean, variety is the spice of life. And in the bedroom, it's everything. And I love that I can get like, you know, oh, well, he enjoys doing this, or he loves BDSM. That's his thing. Or he understands my breath play kink or whatever. And I really, really enjoy that. So the lifestyle is amazing. I think that's the biggest perk for me. You know, number one, I would say my tribe, but having all the best of all of the worlds. Okay. I also love that life in the lifestyle is a zero judgment zone area. I'm accepted. People who choose to have relations with me. You know, they love me for me and I love them for them. I also don't feel like I'm never scared to say anything. Like, I'm like, hey, I really want to have a gangbang. And my friends are like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. Like, how can we work that out for you? You know, and walking up to some of my vanilla friends, they'd be like, ew, why? That's gross. Like, you know, and it's hard. And so when you're in the lifestyle, everyone just accepts and there's just no judgment. I have never seen that. And I've had some people that have told me things and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, good for you. And, you know, you don't yuck someone else's yum. And I just love how, even though if it's not for you, it's for them and you accept and love that about them. And so I love how it's a zero judgment zone in lifestyle. Another thing that's amazing is that you really get to truly understand your own individual lifestyle or sexuality and how you are unique and, you know, how you don't realize your differences with others in the bedroom because you're not with them. And you don't realize like there's things that are unique to you. You know, not everyone is a cum slut like me. Not everyone is a shit talker like me. Not everyone likes eye contact like me. But the flip side of that is that, you know, I see the joys of like being different and learning and embracing new things. I'm like encouraged to learn from others sexually. And that's kind of fun too. You know, if you listen to my earlier episodes, I never thought I would be bisexual. And it's something that I've evolved to and realized when I have that connection with, you know, a female that it's there and it's just love and great sex. And I'm open to it now. And the lifestyle has allowed that and given me that opportunity to really explore and embrace growth in my own sexuality. So that's another thing about life and the lifestyle. You get to evolve and grow sexually like you never could have imagined before. Okay. Another thing in the life and the lifestyle is that you will always be learning. I feel like if you don't have, you know, if you've never had an issue, that's an issue. You know, you're always learning, growing, changing things up, pivoting, whatever you need to do. But I like that, you know, it's not a perfect track. And I think there is definitely a honeymoon phase when it comes to the lifestyle. But then you also get to, you know, challenge yourself and really find out, you know, what are your boundaries with your partner? And what kind of things would I never do again as a unicorn? My number one thing is I would never not use my words before my clothes come off. Okay. So, you know, have those explicit conversations beforehand. That's something I have failed to do in the past, but I learned from it and I'm moving on. So I like the growth in the lifestyle for sure. Someone had asked me, you know, Adrian, do you have any regrets about being in the lifestyle? And my only regret is that I didn't find it sooner. Honestly, I absolutely love life and the lifestyle. It is made and meant for me. And I love that. I will say one thing that I struggle with is not living double lives, because I don't do that really, but it's that shock going back to vanilla world. So for instance, if I go to a lifestyle party one weekend and then I go to a cookout the next day with, you know, my neighborhood and vanilla friends, and that's not a negative thing, by the way, I'm just saying it's different. You know, I have to check myself sometimes because I'm like, wait a minute, I can't just like flirt and touch and engage and share openly exactly how I'm feeling. And that's sometimes something that I struggle with. And I've caught myself before being like, whoa, Adrian, remember, you're not in that world right now. You're somewhere else. And it's, you know, I've made mistakes and I've learned from those too. You know, the difference between the lifestyle and vanilla world. That's definitely something I've struggled with and I'm continually working on and remembering where I'm at. Because sometimes you're riding this high and you're like, oh my God, that's so sexy and so fun. And I want to share. Not everyone lives their life like that. And I think when you've been doing a lot of lifestyle stuff, especially in a row, it's very hard to remember that reality check. And so that's one place where I definitely struggle. You know, I'll wrap this up by saying, you know, life and the lifestyle, what I think I love most about it, and I touched on it with, you know, evolving your sexuality, is having the chance to explore, truly explore, you know, with different lovers, because everyone's going to give you something different. Exploring with someone that really loves BDSM, exploring with someone where we can have that, you know, dominant, submissive dynamic. touching base with someone who, you know, someone who's into ropes or someone who's really into restraints and stuff like that. Like, I want to have more experience with that. And I think vice versa, my partners can get and do different things with me as well. So that's one thing I really love. And I think that's amazing in the lifestyle is just being the explorer. You know, like I joke around, but it's true. Like, you know, call me Dora the Explorer behind the doors. And it really is. That's one of my favorite things. So, okay, before we go, and I feel like I'm rushing because I'm really tired. I have no makeup on. I'm just kind of a hot mess today, but that's okay. Someone on Instagram asked me if I can talk about going down on a woman, eating at the Y, which is my, oh God, I love receiving that. That is probably my absolutely favorite thing, okay? And I want to talk about it because I think I have a unique POV being the lifestyle with it. Okay. Because one, something that I've noticed is that everyone is so different with it and about it. And I feel like there's a few people that have stood out for me and I'll touch base on them in a second. But, you know, someone is like, who's like a lover in bed, they eat pussy totally differently than someone who's like very dominant. But then also someone who's so dominant, like my Dom, he is very loving and giving and, you know, it's very intimate, like, you know what I mean? Like, and so it's unique to me, but I will say this, like, everyone's so different. I have like the people who like make love, you know, when they're eating you out. And then those that are very dominant and kind of almost aggressive with eating pussy, that to me is probably my least favorite kind. Like, I'm like, slow down. Take it easy. Take it easy. I know you're excited to be down there. I'm very excited you're down there too, but just take it easy a little bit. And then you have... that, you know, I don't care. I don't care if I'm throwing shade, but like I've had a previous lover that I've talked about before and it was like the cat licking. No, there are those that have no clue what they're doing or someone who's like licking like on the side of my clit. And I'm like, oh no. You know, that has not happened in a really long time, but there's just so many different types of people and different ways that they eat pussy. Like, everyone's very unique. A few that stand out to me, and I hate to talk about him because fuck that guy, Mr. July, he was really good at this total clit attention and also stimulating the G-spot at the same time. And he would actually rest his head on my inner thigh. And he had like this tongue flick that he would do and it would make me come every time. And he would be fingering me and he would like be breathing with it. You know, I talk about blowjobs and how they don't call it a job for nothing. And like, I'm paying attention to how I'm breathing when I'm, you know, stroking in and out. And there's a rhythm to it. And he was very good at that. And then my Dom was very attentive to knowing he followed me and my body and what I was responding to. So I love lovers like that. Like, he stands out to me. And then let's talk about Mike. I feel like, and it's funny because I was friends with him for a long time and he always told me, you know, Adrian, it's my favorite thing and I love it. And I was like, yeah. You know, I've heard that before. He genuinely loves eating pussy. Okay. Like, he loves it and he's all about it. And he like makes love with his tongue, with my pussy, and he does all the right things. I am thoroughly enjoying receiving oral sex from him. And he does that letter G thing. Oh my God. He's really good. So I would say, he's up there, top three, you know, and just so good at that. It makes me want to do it right now. So I'm going to stop talking about it. But just there's different types. Okay. And I think learning and thinking about Mike, my biggest tip for giving a female oral sex is kind of my same if you're going to give a male. Enthusiasm. Show enthusiasm. Act like you want to be there. And I kind of feel like, you know, if he's down there enjoying it for himself, those are the very best givers at oral sex and they're the best at it. They want to be there. They're doing it for them, right? And that to me is huge. So, you know, enjoy it for yourself, show the enthusiasm. And if you aren't a huge fan, just, you know, fake it till you make it, okay? You know, think about what you want your partner to do for you. So I really feel like those that are just super enthusiastic about it, those that really want to be there, they're the best at it. Okay. So I have a few quick tips that I was thinking about when I was thinking about these guys going down on me and things that I really enjoy and some tips for you. Okay. So the first one is I want you to make out with my pussy. Okay. And take your time, by the way, like really enjoy licking, sucking, tongue flicking, and paying attention to my clit. And then also don't forget to stimulate that G-spot. So what do I mean by that? So you can take your two fingers and do like the come here movement. Now you can start with one finger, come here movement. Remember, you know, you want to always have the engine warmed up. So you're not going to immediately start jamming your fingers in there. Okay. And if you want, you can lick it before you stick it. Like, I swear that's a pro move and something that really turns me on. So like I've said before, start with variety and with consistency. That's another massive tip when you're giving oral sex to male or female. Okay. I also love when men look up at me. And I know it's like can seem a little hard, but like you can just look up a little bit because I like watching and I'm kind of watching almost the whole entire time. And so I love when I have eye contact. So think about the eye contact and then take your time. You know, I've had some guys who are just down there just like, and like that, it's fun. It's fun for a minute, but genuinely, I want you to take your time. I want you to make out with my pussy. Okay. Like, enjoy it. And then also when we're talking about the stimulating the G-spot and stuff, like I do like to be fingered and fingered hard at some points, but not the entire time. So remember, like just there's a balance there and everything in moderation, but starting with variety, warm those engines up, end with consistency. Okay. And so whatever she's responding to, whatever she likes most, for me, it is definitely clit attention and G-spot stimulating in a consistent motion. That's going to get me there. So, all right. I think I touched on all of my biggest tips, I would say, for going down. All right. God, a pro move is eating it from the back. Oh, I love that too. Anyways, I just had this vision in my head of one of my friends who was like, bend over. And he was like, I'm going to eat you from behind. And I absolutely love that. Oh, another thing I want you to do is compliment your partner. I love when men say to me, like, you taste so good. Like, God damn, you taste good. And then he'll make out with me. That's a big thing for me as well. And I'll even say, too, like, let me taste it. Like, sometimes I'll interrupt Mike and I'm like, come here, let me lick your lips. Super hot. Love that. And then also, I really love being told, and I feel like, I'm not trying to say like, oh, I have like, but a lot of men say to me, they're like, Adrian, you have a really pretty pussy. Like, that's a really pretty pussy. And I like that because it builds my confidence, makes me feel super hot and sexy. And so don't forget to compliment. All right. If all else fails when you're going down there, get a toy. You know, use toys. Mike uses toys on me. We love PCAT together or Coco. And like Coco from TracysDog.com is one of the quietest toys in the world. One of my very favorites to use with a partner. And for a gal like me who uses toys all the time, it's really hard for me to reach climax without toys. And so introduce those toys to the bedroom. If you don't have a PCAT or a Coco, head over to tracysdog.com and use code CRAVERS20, that's CRAVERS20. Get one, put it in your toy box, keep PCAT charged, okay? Like, she needs to stay charged. The best toy ever. So go get one of those. All right, I know I'm running out of time here. I just want to say that I am so grateful and I love how much you guys enjoyed the last episode of Mismatched Sex Drives, and I'm going to have a follow-up for you. I decided I'm going to dedicate an entire episode to hot ways, like setting the scene and giving you explicit details on how you can spice things up with your partner. You know, give them a hand job in the car, wake them up in the middle of the night with a blowjob. Ideas and tips and stuff like that. So I think you guys are going to enjoy that. So a follow-up is coming. And then also I'm flying back to Georgia in a week and I'm going to see Mike and I'm so excited for more kitten time. Make sure you're following me over on Instagram so you can follow along. I do share a lot in my stories over there. And then also please subscribe to my channel over on YouTube. If you're listening to just the podcast, remember that you can watch me on YouTube and I will see you guys in 2 weeks.